Hello and welcome to the Fit Life with MJ podcast. I'm your host, MJ, a certified personal trainer, advanced nutrition coach, and qualified group fitness instructor with over a decade experience in the health and wellness industry. I'm also the creator of my health, body, and lifestyle transformation program, Forever Fit. The Fit Life with MJ podcast is a collection of motivational, inspirational, and informative chats made up of a mix of both solo episodes from myself, plus interviews with many inspiring health and wellness professionals to teach you everything you need to know about living a healthy, balanced, fun lifestyle, staying motivated and in control of your mindset, and also how to avoid falling victim to the many gimmicks of the health industry. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode. And if you get value from this one today or any other episode, please hop over to the review section of the platform you're listening on, follow us, and give us a 5-star review to help us reach and inspire more people. Now, let's get into today's episode. Hello, and welcome to the Fit Life with MJ podcast. I am so excited to have you here today, and I hope you are having a fantastic day or night, whatever time it is when you are listening. I'm really excited to bring this solo episode to you guys today, feeling super inspired after some chats I've been having throughout the week that have really sort of brought my attention to mindset and the struggles that we face when it comes to getting our mindset right in staying consistent. When you're trying to change your habits and lead a healthy lifestyle, mindset is one of the biggest things that trips all of us up. So I want to share some insights into mindset for you guys today and talk about some really simple tips and things that you can do that will actually help you get your mindset right straight away, basically. So if you're someone who has been struggling to stay consistent and keep your head in the game and stay on track, then this episode should really help you, because these are the exact things that I did when I was struggling with getting my head in the game and keeping my mindset on track. I always found, particularly for me, I struggled the most with eating, my mindset around food and saying no to junk food. So if you're also someone who feels like you just can never say no to food cravings, or that you just can't say no to your food vices, this episode is really going to help you with that as well. Even if your mindset is around you struggling to get your mindset right around like exercise or anything like that as well, this will still help you. These tips will translate into anything. And these are the tips I always talk to the Fit Fam about. And it's why the girls are able to stay so much more consistent with reaching their goals, because we're always covering this, always going over mindset, how to take control of your mind, how to basically be in control of your thoughts and actions. So, and those are the main things that are what get you the results. So we're going to dive into that today and talk about how that works and how you can make it happen for yourself. I had a few really in-depth conversations. I think the reason that this was brought to my attention so much this week was because I found there was actually a few girls struggling around Christmas time. With the fact that it is coming into Christmas, they're finding it harder to stay on track because of all of the different routine change-ups, all of the parties going on, all of the different foods and things that they're going to have to now try and not eat so much of so that they can still see results but still enjoy themselves over Christmas. Keeping your head in the game over Christmas time can be really hard, and it can be very easy to just see it as an all or nothing kind of approach. Like, you're either going to go all out and just go crazy Christmas time, or you're going to be super strict and not enjoy yourself at all. And I don't think anyone really wants to do it that way. But we find it very hard to find that middle ground and actually stay in control to keep balance. So let's talk about that today. I know that what I'm about to share with you works, because it worked for me, hands down. It was so easy to make it happen too. I was actually like, I think back on it now and I just think, how could it really have been that easy? When I try to think about how I'm going to explain it, I'm like, it sounds like people are going to listen to this and just think, is she for real? Like, how does that even sound like it's something that would work? But it does. And the Fit Fam are proof of that as well. So My mindset was mostly centered around food. So I'll talk you through like how I struggled with my getting my mindset right when it came to food. But this does apply to anything that you're struggling to get your mindset and get your head in the game with and stay consistent with. I struggled the most with eating and just saying no to junk food. So obviously when I first started out my fitness journey, like you guys, I always tell you, once I found myself in a position where I was like, oh my gosh, I do not like the way that my, like the physical shape that I'm in right now. I need to do something about this. My first point of call was heavy calorie restriction, heavy nutrient restriction, cutting carbs, cutting fats. So basically I was in this mindset, so to speak, that I needed to lose weight. I wanted to tone up, wanted to get my fitness back. But I hadn't actually done any thinking around how I felt about food. So I was still in this mindset that food for me was still something that was purely just for enjoyment. So, you know, junk food to me was just something that I always enjoyed and thought I always would want to enjoy. So I would heavily restrict my calories throughout the week in an attempt to see results so that on the weekend I could do whatever I wanted and have all of the junk food in the world. And that was my biggest undoing. I just could not get, I couldn't stay consistent. I definitely wasn't seeing the results I wanted. It definitely wasn't a healthy way to live. But the problem was the weekends would come around and I couldn't say no to the junk food. So obviously, you know, back in those days as well, I was also early 20s, late teens. So, you know, drinking every weekend was a big thing with my friends as well, which makes you want to eat sugary, processed carbs, fatty foods anyway. So if I'm already struggling to say no to those foods, what chance have I got when I'm hungover as well? And realistically, like thinking back, the reason I restricted so much throughout the week was because I knew I couldn't say no to the junk food and I knew I needed something at least that was going to try and get me some results so that whatever I couldn't say no to on the weekend wasn't going to bring me unstuck. But sadly, that wasn't the case. It was still holding me back from seeing the results I wanted. But I could never say no and actually stick it out. Like if I was to say to myself on a Tuesday, right, that's it, this weekend I'm not going to eat any junk food, the weekend would roll around and that little devil on my shoulder would just go, oh, it's all right, just this weekend, and then just don't do it next weekend. And that was the cycle I was stuck in. I was always constantly chasing my tail, saying, I'll do it next weekend, I'll do it next weekend. And it was to the point where, like, I just got so fed up with not seeing the results I wanted, but felt like I was busting my ass so hard every week. And then it'd be something as simple as like a kid just walking past someone who was eating hot chips or someone who opened a packet of Doritos near me or something, just smelling the junk food. And I'd be just like, oh my God, okay, my next. So back then I was calling them cheat meals. Back then I would say, all right, that's it. This weekend I have to have nachos. If I smelt Doritos, be like, okay, it's not just going to be the Doritos I'm going to have. Let's pile cheese on as well. Like I just would be thinking of what is a delicious, amazing meal I can have with that food that I'm now craving. Okay, I've got to have hot chips at some stage this weekend. And then say someone walked past me with chocolate. I'm like, okay, I'm going to have some sort of chocolate for dessert this weekend. It would just, I couldn't smell or see any of my food vices without craving them. And then obviously giving into those cravings, which would then lead to the weekends being a blowout. So I got fed up with being stuck in that cycle and I knew something else had to change. Something had to give. And as much as I hated to address the idea of it at the time, what had to give was the junk food. I had to figure out a way to not want it to start with, because Monday to Friday, I was in this mindset like, I've got this, I am going to crush this. And then Friday would roll around and that mindset would just be gone. And I would just give into those cravings again because I hadn't armed myself with the mindset to be able to actually not want the food to start with. And I knew I needed something that was going to take me to that next level and give me that control so that I wasn't a victim to the cravings every time I saw or was around or smelt junk food that I loved. So obviously we all have those food vices that we just love, like our food weaknesses. We all have those.
I knew I needed to overcome those and stop this cycle, but I just didn't know how. I just felt like I was a passenger in my own body. Like, as much as I wanted the results, I just could never control my brain enough to get them. And the more I thought about it, the more I realized I had to go much deeper than just saying no. Saying no just wasn't cutting it. So for me, the way that my brain works is I'll always try to go to the very root cause of a problem and then fix the root cause rather than just, like, because obviously saying no is a band-aid effect, you know, it's not actually addressing the root cause. I had to identify what was going to stop me from wanting the food in the first place. So what I did was I started thinking about how it made me feel. Every time I ate something that I knew I shouldn't have, I would think, what could I have done differently that wouldn't have made me feel this way, but that I could have still enjoyed? And that was when my focus started shifting to healthier food choices that I actually still really enjoyed, and really looking for actually nourishing healthy foods that I did love. And started focusing my attention there. And every time I ate something that wasn't great, like it wasn't an instant change. I was implementing healthier choices here and there, but still having some unhealthy choices along the way. And I started really focusing in on how does the food make me feel when I eat the unhealthy food? How does it make me feel? And I started noticing I didn't really love the way I felt because I'd started eating more healthy food of a weekend instead of unhealthy food. I was noticing I was feeling better of a weekend. And I started noticing my results picking up and starting to get better results. And so I focused in more on how good I felt when I ate the healthy choices and how much more I enjoyed that feeling, as opposed to how I felt when I ate the bad foods. And when I ate, I don't like to say bad foods, but the unhealthy foods. So when I ate the unhealthy foods, not only did I feel bad because I was like, I know this isn't good for my body. Why did I just do that? But I also realized how actually physically bad it made me feel, like lower energy, craving more junk food, those kind of things. And I started actually really appreciating how much better I felt when I had the healthier choices. And so what I noticed was I naturally started to actually not feel like eating the junk food anymore. So when it came to things like chips, hot chips and pizza and things like that, my brain actually started enabling me to feel those, I guess, yuck feelings before I'd even put the food in my mouth, which made me stop wanting it in the first place, and it made me start wanting to seek out a healthier alternative. It's been a journey, like it's been a road, you know. It didn't happen overnight. It didn't happen in a couple of weeks. It happened probably over the space of, about maybe a year or so, till I got to the point where I really finally decided, you know what, I'm done with putting unhealthy food in my body. I don't want to feel that way anymore. To now the point where, and if you've been following me on social media, you would have seen a couple of weeks ago that I was here at my house with someone and he was having pizza for dinner, and I did not even feel like I needed that pizza. He was sitting right there next to me eating a Meat Lovers flavored pizza, and I could smell it, I could see it, and I had no desire to eat it because I just didn't feel like the flavor of that pizza was worth how it was going to make me feel afterwards, when I knew I could have had something just as delicious that was healthy and nourishing. And I've been practicing that for so long now that decision is now made in a split second for me, and it's not difficult. I just don't actually want the junk food anymore. I don't crave chocolate anymore. And anyone who grew up with me knows how much of a sweet tooth I am. I do not crave Cadbury's chocolate or anything like that anymore, because as the minute I think of that kind of food, I instantly think, yeah, but there's a healthier alternative out there that can make you feel better. I am now in complete control of my eating because of that, because if I was at a party and there was unhealthy food available, like cupcakes, cake, whatever, lollies, chocolate, I know that I can have some if I wanted to, but not then be like, oh my God, now I've got to have more and more and more because I can't say no, I can't stop, because I'm in control. And that is so freeing. And in in doing that sort of, I guess, deep work on myself to realize, to come to that realization and to gain that control, there's a few things I've sort of noticed about how it all works and how, because I guess many of you listening will be, you know, aware of manifestation and the idea that actions flow where attention goes. So what your mind thinks, your body achieves. Basically, it's very difficult to act in a different way to what you think or believe. It's almost impossible unless you actively decide to act differently to how you are thinking, which even then doesn't work because you actively decided, which means you made a decision to act that certain way. Every action you take comes from a decision, which starts as a belief or a thought. So if you start to focus your attention and your beliefs in that you want to feel healthier by the you want to feel healthier, then you are naturally going to have that idea at the forefront of your mind, and the actions you take are going to be in alignment with feeling healthier because you're consciously thinking about it. So the more you tell yourself that the choices you make give you the outcome that you want because they make you take the actions towards achieving that outcome, the more you start to make the choices and decisions in alignment with what you need to achieve. And we all know that healthy food makes us feel better. So the more you can tell yourself that, the more you will start to think and have attention on healthy food choices. You will start to notice yourself naturally gravitating towards healthier choices. Sometimes you might not even realize you're doing it, but you will start to naturally do it. And again, it comes back to that whole, the actions flow where attention goes. Every action you take comes initially from a decision or a thought or a belief inside your mind. So if you truly start focusing your beliefs around the fact that healthy foods are what are going to get you to your goal, are what are going to make you feel the way you want to feel, then your actions are going to start to flow on from that naturally. That's how our brains and bodies work. So every action you take is technically a decision. It literally is a decision. Something I have really been practicing a lot of lately, which I'm really, I think back now, and I was doing this for a while at the start, when I was really trying to hone in and change my eating habits, was that I would do affirmations around my eating. So that would be something like, I enjoy feeling good and energized from the healthy foods I choose. And something as simple as that, saying it in the present tense as if it already is a thing, saying it as if it already exists, as if you already are in that position, it starts to focus your mind in that area. It's almost like it's tricking your mind into believing that you're already doing it, which means you're going to start naturally taking actions as if you are already that thing. So you're going to start making healthier choices. So affirmations were a really good thing that I used to do. I didn't sit down and journal necessarily. I wouldn't say I sat down every day and wrote that out as lines in a book, but I thought it to myself a lot. And that is a form of doing affirmations, you know, just even thinking it and saying it in your own head. And things like that can really start to bring your attention to the habits and the actions that you want to achieve and that you want to take. So I find now that is exactly pretty much what got my mindset to be consistent. It was taking control. It was actually focusing in and allowing my actions, allowing my brain to control my actions by actually changing the way that my brain was thinking. And you have to put a little bit of focus into that just to make your brain think the way that you want it to think. Because I feel like from some of the conversations that I do tend to have with a lot of girls who find they are struggling with their mindset, it's a very washed out sentence. Like, oh, I'm just not in the right mindset. it's almost as if we're all just waiting for our mindset to be right. It's like I hear a lot of girls say, oh, I'm just waiting till I feel motivated. Like those things aren't just something that you have to wait for and be a passenger in. Like we are not passengers in our bodies. We control our brains, not the other way around. You literally, everything you do is controlled by your brain, which is you. You are your brain. You are in control. You are driving this ship. Take some actions that can actually control the way that your mind thinks. And the way that you do that is by focusing on how you want to be and what you need to do to get there. And if you just simply focus on how you want to be and know what it is that you need to do to get there, then you'll start finding that you'll start taking the actions in alignment with where you want to be because you are controlling the way that your mind thinks. So instead of just going through life every day, just, hoping that you'll jump in, hoping that you'll trip over and fall into the right mindset, it doesn't work that way. Take control of your mindset because nothing can ever take that away from you. Like if I was waiting to just be in the right mindset to be in control of my eating, then I wouldn't be able to go to a party where there was chocolate and chips and cake all over the table and control myself and have a few bits, but then be like, you know what, I'm good. I wouldn't be able to do that because as soon as I got to the party, the mindset would be gone. I'd be like, oh, it's a free for all. I'm in, I'm done, I'm screwed. And then I'd be going backwards with my results. But I'm in control. I took control. I'm not a passenger in my body. None of us are. So take that control, understand that about yourself, take that control of your mindset, and actually find an emotional attachment to why you want to make the healthy choices. Don't just say, oh, I want to be healthy, so I just need to eat healthy food instead of junk food. That's not going to be enough. You need to go deeper than that and really find an emotional attachment within yourself as to why you want to feel the way that you want to feel. That is making you want to make the healthy choices. Look a bit deeper. Why are you even thinking these things to yourself? Why is the fact that you can't get your mindset right even an issue for you? Like it starts from a desire somewhere. Like something happened in your life, in your mind, in your body that made you say, I need to make a change. I need to get healthy. I need to improve my fitness or my health. What was that thing that triggered you that said, I need to make a change? Whatever that thing was, look deeper into that. Emotionally attach yourself with it. Was it you were running around with the kids and you felt like you just couldn't keep up and that upset you because you want to make memories with your kids but you're not fit enough? Was it you tried on a dress and it didn't fit and you loved the dress and they didn't have it in the size that you wanted because you were bigger than the sizes that you needed to buy? Was it I don't know, are you just fed up with not being able to get out of bed with energy in the morning? Are you sick of just going through the day feeling glazed over because you've got no energy because you're not nourishing your body properly? What was it for you that made you say, that's it, I have to change this now? And emotionally attach yourself. So for me, I am a huge believer in we only get one life, we only get one body. I mean, I'm not a believer, it's a fact, but that is my thing. And I am a dog with a bone when I have something I want to focus on. And for me, once I discovered that I could be fully in control of my fitness and my health and my body, I was just like, there is no way that I am not going to be in the best shape of my life that I possibly can be for every moment of my life. Because we only get one life and I'm here to live it to its fullest potential. And for me, that was my driving force. I was emotionally attached to that desire. And that's what made me continue to keep doing my best to get control of my mindset so I could have that. So, whatever it is for you, whatever that thing is for you that's made you say, I need to make a change. Think about why you need to make that change and what it's going to cost you in your life if you don't. That will emotionally drive you to do what you need to do. And just that simple switch in your mind will make you realize that, well, we will make you focus more on what you want to do and what you need to do. And once you've got that emotional attachment, that's what we call intrinsic motivation. No, nothing can take intrinsic motivation away from you. If you are emotionally driven to achieve an outcome because of whatever it is that's triggered you to make you want the outcome, that is within you. So no amount of going to a party with chocolate and chips is going to take that away from you. If you are emotionally driven to get healthy, you won't want to do the things that are going to stop that from happening. So attach yourself to that, whatever it is for you. And then keep practicing though that manifestation or that focus, at least just thinking, you know, thinking about how much better you feel when you take the actions you need to achieve the outcome you're emotionally driven to achieve. And the more you think about that, and then the more you think about how unnecessary it feels to do the things that don't get you to where you want to be, you're going to stop wanting to do them. So you're going to stop wanting the junk food. You're going to stop wanting to skip your workouts. The more you focus in on your body's health, the more you're going to take actions to achieve the healthy outcome. And I am going to stop it there, because if I keep going around in circles like this, I could talk all day. But I really do encourage you to try this. Break it down into little, I don't know, weekly chunks for yourself, you know. Maybe write something on your wall, or a wall where you'll see it, to remind you visually, so that it's always front of mind, and then it will start to become more mentally front of mind as well. But whether it's an affirmation for you, or whether it's just saying to yourself, whether it's just reminding yourself to focus on how you feel when you eat good versus bad, whatever it is for you that you need to do to remind yourself, just in the first week, to say, right, for the next 7 days, I'm going to write an affirmation about my goals. Or maybe for the next 7 days, you're just going to have something stuck on your wall that reminds you, think about how you feel when you eat unhealthy food, or something like that that reminds you. Then it will become a bit more of a habit. And then the following week, maybe you take that down and you try to, or maybe you leave it up, but maybe you just really start focusing on making healthier choices as an alternative to unhealthy choices. And it becomes a lot easier to remember to do that with practice. So don't freak out if in the first few weeks you slip up, you forget yourself, you have some chips. And then later on you think, oh, I should have caught myself in the moment. Don't worry about it, because you were consciously aware that you stuffed up afterwards, which means next time you're going to catch yourself sooner. Then you'll catch yourself sooner and then sooner, to the point where you're not making the mistake first, you're catching yourself out first, and then you'll make the healthy choice before you make the unhealthy one. That's where true control is. It took me a while to get there too. So don't expect it to happen overnight. Just keep at it. Practice makes progress. So I hope this has been really helpful for you. If you have any questions at all around, you know, what healthy food options you could be choosing instead of unhealthy ones, or perhaps you're feeling a bit stuck altogether on what foods you should be eating, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. I really don't want you to listen to this episode and still feel lost and it not be able to help you because you don't know what the healthy food options are that you should be choosing. So send me a message through Facebook, or Instagram. Instagram's probably easier. MJ_fitlife is where you will find me. Otherwise, if you're feeling like you do just want some all-round guidance on your journey and someone there to really give you all of the tools you need and help you actually implement them properly into your lifestyle to see the results you want sooner and help you with this kind of mindset stuff every day. This is the sort of stuff we talk about every week in our live coaching sessions in the Fit Fam, in our members only Facebook group. So if that's something you feel like would really benefit you, of course, you would have already seen, we do have a free 7-day trial for Forever Fit. You can get full access to absolutely everything to see if it is right for you. Obviously 24/7 support from myself as well. So don't hesitate to jump to my website. I'll drop the link in the show notes to check that out and make a start there as well. It's never too late to start. Thank you so much for tuning in as well, fam. I really hope you did enjoy this episode. I feel like we got really passionate there through some bits of that, but that's just how I am when it comes to this stuff. So yeah, I'll leave it there for you. Have an absolutely fantastic rest of your day or night, and I will talk to you again soon in the next episode. Bye for now.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed and got value from this episode. If you did, please remember to hop over to the review section and leave us a 5-star review to help us reach and inspire more people to live their best lives. Also, remember any links mentioned in this episode are available in the show notes for you now. I cannot wait to speak to you again in the next episode.